Adiós. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Peggy.
Welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting for April 18th, 2022. It is 7:06 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 12, 2022, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times, Asbury Park Press.
Did you know the meeting?
You hear us, Lou?
You're squeaking. It was squeaking.
Blowing up balloons.
Weak English, Lou.
You're muted, Lou.
Tell me, ask the.
No,
it's not mute. It's he just has to restart again. Because we can't hear him.
Lou, can you hear us?
We can't hear you. Tell him.
He said, yeah.
Okay.
He nodded.
He hears us?
He hears us.
Yeah, Lou, we can't hear you. I think you have to restart. All right, well, I'll start with the roll call, and I'm sure Lou will.
He just closed
out.
Yeah,
he closed. Yeah, he'll come back on. Do you want a roll call?
No, hold on. Connie just got up and left.
Maybe she's on the left or
the right. Oh, there she is. Oh, my
face is up. We're using them left and right.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Robert Atwood is absent. Mr. Lou Esikoff is, I'm going to mark it absent, but then I'll put his arrival time. He's logging in. Mr. Michael Hamilton?
He's here.
Ms. Constance Herrstrom?
Here.
Mr. Steve Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joseph Tremet?
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here.
Okay.
Oh, here comes Lou, hopefully.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. Perfectly.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Okay. We'll note that Councilman Esikoff is here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to go right to public comment, agenda items only. I'll open the floor at 7:09 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on any agenda items? Okay, being none, I will close the floor at 7:09 p.m. Okay, I have a proclamation to read, one that is very near and dear to my heart. For Arbor Day 2022, whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees, and whereas this holiday called Arbor Day was first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska, and whereas Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world, and whereas trees can reduce the erosion of topsoil by wind and water, cut heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife. It's a lot of things for one tree, a lot of benefits. Whereas trees are a renewable source, giving us paper, wood for building homes, fuel for fires, and countless wood products. And whereas trees in our borough increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and beautify our community. And whereas trees greatly enhance the lives of our residents, now therefore I, Peggy Malkin, Mayor of the Borough of Roosevelt, New Jersey, Monmouth County, do hereby proclaim April 29th, 2022, as Arbor Day in the Borough of Roosevelt. And furthermore, I encourage all of our residents to plant a tree to celebrate Arbor Day. Advice I think everyone should heed. Right. Approval of minutes. We have our regular meeting minutes from March 21st, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion?
Yeah, there's just one thing that I noticed. I wasn't at the meeting, so I'm going to abstain, but just Greg Defoe was spelled as Greg DeFeo. So he's not DeFeo, he's Defoe. Just needs to be corrected.
Okay, I'll make that correction. Do Lou and Connie approve?
Yes.
Can that change?
Yes. Yep.
All right, roll call.
Mr. Etzikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Abstain.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, minutes are approved. Correspondence, we have none for this meeting. We come to ordinances. We have bond ordinance 2022-04, a bond ordinance providing for improvements to Tamara Drive between Pine Drive and South Rochdale Avenue, appropriating $419,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $419,000 bonds and notes to finance a portion of the cost thereof, authorized in and by the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey. A public hearing will be held on May 2nd, 2022 at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey. Do I have a motion to approve bond ordinance 2022-04?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, so Mike was first and Lou was seconded. Discussion?
Is this first reading or I'm a little lost?
First reading.
First reading, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
It doesn't say it, but it is.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Is there a public hearing?
Yes, I had said that a moment ago.
Yes, but is it at the borough hall?
Well, no, I mean, it's in our meeting, the public meeting.
Okay, so could, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Etzikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
All right. Bond ordinance 2022-04 is passed on first reading. Now we come to the first reading of bond ordinance 2022-05. Bond ordinance providing for improvements at Tamara Drive between Pine Drive and South Rochdale Avenue, appropriating $610,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $436,300 bonds and notes to finance a portion of the cost thereof, authorized in and by the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey. And a public hearing on this particular bond ordinance will also be held on May 2nd, 2022 at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
I'll move.
Do I have a motion?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Joe's got the second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Etzikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 2022-05 is adopted at first reading. The consent agenda resolutions, the resolution 22-53, payment of bills for April 18th, 2022. Resolution 22-54, authorizing temporary emergency appropriations, number 3. And resolution 22-55, a resolution authorizing the borough engineer to transmit a draft of the borough's new flood damage prevention ordinance to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection for review and approval prior to its introduction and adoption in accordance with applicable state and federal regulations.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I had a question about two things on the bills list. Mm-hmm. And maybe Joe knows the answer to this. It looks like there's bills for additional services at both the water treatment plant and the sewer treatment plant. You know, it's like $2,500 for the water treatment plant. $1,454.08 for the water plant. I don't know, but I'm a little confused here. I guess $2,500 for additional services for the water treatment plant.
Who's it going to?
Yeah, can you?
Well, they're going to the to our people.
Mike Lyons and John Holden.
Yeah. But I just didn't know the breakdown on what the additional services were. Maybe Joe knows the answer to that.
I think there was a meeting.
What was that again?
There was a meeting.
Joe, there was a meeting. We got charged for that, didn't we?
Yeah, there was Ryan, John's son, was on top of the water plant with us in Carmella that day.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I'm trying to pull up the invoices now just to see. So I'm not sure quite yet, but we get that. The sewer plant, I know they put in like additional time and hours to pull the Greaseburg out. They also pull the Muffin Monster, and, you know, there's additional time for that. But on the water plant, John has to go around when they're putting, on Farm Drive, the curb stops in. So he has to be there with them when they do that. So it's possible that there's extra on that. There's also a couple of curb stops that and meter changes that happen. So he's usually pretty good at keeping his hours under control. And I'm trying to pull him up. But those were the things that I would believe that would be in the additional hours this time around. So, and my computer's being very slow about opening them up, or I give you an exact count. Here we go. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Solera, Roberts, hold on, H2O. Yes, an additional, fill new water main on Farm Lane, bacteria test. So yeah, a lot of this has to do with the new water service on Farm Lane, pressurized, right? Sample.
That's not covered under our contract with him? That's separate?
No, this is separate because every time we put in a new water curb stop, okay, he's got to be there to look it over and to make sure it goes down the right way. And a lot of this has to do with the new water service on Farm Lane. So every time they do tie-ins, he's got to be there for that. Also, the sample plan on here was...
Joe, the one on Farm Lane, shouldn't that fall under the contract for the...
Nope. Same thing on Homestead. I remember the state water inspector wanted to be there, which would have been an additional cost, and Carmella and Cameron spoke with him and said that it should be John that was there. So this is not part of the contract. This is our own local water service guy being present when they deal with our water mains is what it comes down to.
Okay.
Also, the new RTCR sampling plan, that we're going, they're putting in three sampling stations on Farm Lane because it's halfway down from the water tower to the wastewater plant. And that's, we've never had that. And we should have that. It's a DEP requirement. And so he tests every year for the active bacteria. And this is the way it's supposed to be done. There's a central spot and another spot four houses up and another spot four houses down. So that got put in and that he had to do that quickly because we wanted that to happen while the street was open. And then inspect Linegan Plumbing. So Linegan does the installation of the other than Farm Lane and Homestead Lane. And when we're going to put new services in, Linegan goes and puts new curb stops in. He's kind of a house plumber right now. So we've had a few bad curb stops where people want to have water services redone in their house and they have to turn it off on the street and the street doesn't work. So they have to put in a new curb stop, which shuts the water off to the house. So, yeah, so that's what I see on that place. Mostly Lake Drive and some other things, but all legitimate, and I know about them all. So, and looking at Mike's here, Mike Lyons, this is kind of maintenance sort of stuff where they're trying to, they pulled a pump on Lake Drive and cleared that, roots out of the manhole and the grease and whatnot. So this is all regular stuff also. And I'd like to say that a lot of these things that these guys do, these smaller bills like this, really make it so we're not dealing with larger bills. So if we were to have, say, municipal maintenance come and pull the Muffin Monster out and restore it or whatever, it would be in long lines of $30,000 or so. So these guys pulled it, inspected it, tried to figure out what was wrong with it. Then they're going to have somebody come in and change the lower portion of it. But that might even get to be cheaper at this point because one part was found to be bad in there as a the drive gear in between as opposed to the motor part and the muffin part. So we'll see. We're waiting for that bill to come in now. So these are regular things, and they save us a lot of money by doing it ourselves. Okay?
Thanks, Joe.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Consent agenda is adopted. Into reports of committee chairs. Council Member Ethicoff, administration.
We're chugging along.
Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
We're spending money.
Councilmember Hurstrom, community development code enforcement.
Nothing to report.
Councilmember Mocker, public works.
Yeah, there's a couple little things. Well, number four needs a little bit of work. I guess I haven't gotten a lot of information. It's just the cover on it. The truck came back and everything's in order again, the new truck. And now that the weather is getting nice, Greg Defoe is planning on going out and repainting the speed bumps around town. Okay. That's it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Councilmember, utilities?
Okay. Spoke to John Holden, the water guy, today or yesterday. seems like all of the services on farm have been done. And he flushed the hydrants today on the east side of town and said that homestead and farm look excellent, very clean, a lot of rust coming out of them. And that's about it for now. Looking good. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Joe, I got a quick question. What's our schedule for flushing hydrants? Do we have a PM schedule for that?
We do it once or twice a year. We were going to do this in November, but it was around Thanksgiving, so it did not happen. Right? So we nixed Thanksgiving. And so the east side of town happened today, and it's good because the service on farm had been redone, and this way you could see how clean it was. Day after tomorrow, Wednesday, the west side of town will happen. Anna put out code red to let everybody know, and there's a notice in the post office also to let people know.
Right.
And I understand you got an irate phone call today. Someone on Lake wanted to know why the water was bad. Not bad, but it was slow, you know.
Okay.
So
they said it was flooded. Yeah.
The phone call was not only irate, it was, he used profane language. He was very upset about it.
From what I spoke with her.
No one has a right to abuse her like that.
Okay. Well, I just found out about it a little while ago when I looked at the emails. So I will speak to that tomorrow. How's that?
Okay. Reports of borough officials. Michael Tickton, do you have anything?
Yes, thank you. Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road.
Oh, you learned.
Sorry?
You learned.
I'm North Valley Road. That's where I am. Anyway, I don't know if I'm supposed to say the address when I do it as a borough official or when I just do it as a comment as citizen. In any event, first of all, I thank you for the Arbor Day. Thank Peggy for the Arbor Day announcement, proclamation that this is part of our qualification for the Tree City designation, which we're trying to pursue at this point. So once we get all have everything out together, we'll see what happens with that. The other thing is from a historian that we're having the weekend in Old Monmouth, which will be on April 30th and May 1st on that weekend. So the school will be open from 12 to 5 on Saturday and from, sorry, 10 to 5 on Saturday, 12 to 5 on Sunday. I will be there and hopefully Alan Malagas and Ben Johnson may be there part of the time with me as well. And we'll just, you know, look, invite people to come. Hopefully people from town will come as well as other people who want to learn more about the town's history and about the mural. And invite anybody who wants to come there and participate, please do. Okay, that's all.
Michael, What is that date again, that weekend?
I'm sorry, that's the weekend in Old Monmouth. It's called, it's a county program, where they have like four tour routes through the county. We're on one of the tour. We managed to get our school as a historic site, actually the whole borough as a historic site on one of the tour routes. So you know, there's a little blurb in the brochure, you know, the booklet that's put out by the county about the weekend in Old Monmouth, about the borough rather, and hopefully people on that will take that tour and will come to the borough, come to the school.
The 30th and the 1st,
yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any old business that anyone would like to bring up?
Well, I don't know if this is old business, but it's just some things that came up. I had a personal request from someone from RAP to possibly do an event in the future that involves hanging pictures on the walls.
Yeah, I know about that, Mike. I don't want to interrupt you, but I said as long as they buy those command hooks, which are very strong, there's a lot of strength,
removable.
Holds a lot, But then they are easily removable and don't leave any kind of mark or anything.
Okay, good.
Just no nails in the, when this building was repainted a few years ago, hundreds and hundreds of nail holes were in here. It was awful. It all had to be spackled. And so as long as they have those, you know, those command new hooks or whatever they are, big nails or something, I don't know. But supposedly they are capable of holding a good
That's
amount.
That's the 3M adhesive back.
Yeah. So as long as they buy those and use those, it's fine. Anything else for old business? Okay, so come to new business. Use of the Barrow Hall. Rep would like to use the Barrow Hall on May 14th, 2022 from 8 to 10 p.m. for Canadian folk music by the Roosevelt String Band.
Oh, not bank?
No. Poor bank. I think band.
Band makes more sense.
And that's fine with everyone, I'm going to assume.
Do a first and a second and all in favor?
Yeah, I think we just, okay, do I have a motion for the string band or the string bank to use the house? The house.
I have to ask, is it going to be in bilingual French also?
That would be nice. You have the McGarrigle sisters and...
I'll move that. And just for information, Eric is going to videotape this concert this year. So that'll be a good one. Yeah. Okay. So I'll move it if it needs to be moved.
A second.
Second. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
All right. And the second my item is branch pickup. I just want to announce that on May 23rd, 2022, or at least the week of, that will be branch pickup. And I think Anna sent out a flyer, or will be sending out another one, discussing, you know, the diameter, the allowable sizes of the branches.
When is it?
May 23rd, which is probably a Monday, but they don't always get the whole town in one day.
And we have bulk trash pickup coming up next week, right?
Yeah.
It says branch pickup 4/18.
No, Lou, that was revised. That was a mistake. That's today. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that.
We had revised that.
You revised it to May something, right?
5/24.
Yeah, and big trash.
You didn't need to get wet out there today, rushing to do that.
Yeah. On the page here, it says 5/23. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And big trash
pickup is 5/23.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And big trash is a week from today.
Well, a new revised agenda went out tonight and is posted on the website with the correct date.
And I have a third item, which I would prefer not to get into a big discussion tonight, just because we are expecting a nor'easter and kind of like to get out of here as soon as possible. But I would just like you to think about, and I really didn't check with anyone yet. Christina, you'll know more. I didn't check with Greg or Christina or anyone yet. But I was wondering, I just wanted the council to start thinking about whether is it possible, Christina, or if we could have an ordinance limiting the number of vehicles that people are permitted to have on their property, because we're having a real problem with residents moving in and having multiple 7-8 cars and pickup trucks and RVs. You know, these are very small houses, small properties, and it's becoming a real problem. It's unsightly. There are sort of obstacles to getting around.
I thought we have an ordinance about no parking on your grass.
No, but I'm talking about limiting the number of vehicles, Lou. People are moving in or people who already live here, having 7 or 8 vehicles on their properties where there is no their driveway.
Where are they putting them?
Can't hold that many cars, so they're on the street.
Where are they parking them?
Well, they're parking them on the streets. They're parking them, they're adding gravel to their driveway. And since they know they can't park on the grass in there, so they're adding gravel and parking them on, you know, the sides of their lawns.
They're not, well, the ordinance, from what I understand, allows them so much
coverage,
right?
They can't
abuse that one. I mean, they're not allowed to, and you're not allowed to park on the grass. If they want to park on the street, if they park on the street, I don't think they can stop. We can stop them.
Christina, is it possible to limit?
So as far as the number goes, it would have to be a zoning. We would just have to make sure the zoning is required because the different driveways might be different sizes and a lot for different number of vehicles. But as far as limiting what you put in the driveways, I know that other towns that we deal with have ordinances that restrict parking on the street and having any trailers of any size in the driveway or on the property location. So I know that you are able to restrict as far as the number of cars in each driveway. I just have to check with Greg because each driveway is different length, different size, might accommodate for different number of vehicles. So just how we would go around doing that might be a different way of going about it than per se a number of cars within the ordinance, but you know, as many cars as the length of the driveway or something along those lines, just technicalities of how it's worded.
So I just wanted everyone to start to think about it and we can discuss whether that's something that you are amenable to or oppose or, you know, because I think we all know that people are coming in with a crazy amount of cars.
There's a property on Pine, and we probably know which one we're talking about. And it doesn't have 2, 3, 4, 5. It has 6 vehicles parked double wide in it and a large camper on the lawn next to that, and then a smaller trailer next to that, and then a bunch of other junk. And it looks terrible, and it really creates a problem viewing the road. It obstructs.
Making the turn from Rochdale.
And often they'll move the cars out along the driveway, and there'll be 6 cars along the street there, and it's difficult to see it. It's right at a corner, major intersection between a county road.
It makes it difficult for the people across the street to back out of their driveway.
It does, yeah. So,
and we're seeing the same problem on the number. There's a house on Homestead, same thing. There's pickup trucks and trailers and cars where there used to be 2, and now there's about 6 or 7.
Where is that?
Wedlow?
Where did you say that?
Homestead. And also on Homestead. And, you know, it's becoming, I don't want to say the norm here, but it's becoming more common. I don't know if people realize how beautiful it is here, what a historic town we are, that we have visitors, that we have, you know, we want to keep it looking beautiful. And it's, I feel.
You know, I'm attached to the axles. They have 2 cars and we have 2 cars, and they're all parked single file.
Yeah, that's not what's happening
in the driveway. So that we can all get out without moving one car after, you know, to get to the other car.
Well, that's ideal, but
yeah.
You can't restrict that.
And you can also just to add to what I said earlier, you can also restrict the amount of unregistered or unauthorized vehicles. You can require that all vehicles in the property or on the premises are all registered.
We have an ordinance.
If you already have that, then you would just add to that by what we discussed earlier.
There was also a report that there was an abandoned car at Solar Village that didn't have, I'm saying it's abandoned because I don't think it had a license plate on it. And the inspection sticker was scraped off and it was just parked at Solar Village. Is that a state police matter? You should call
that. That's a state police matter. Yep, definitely.
Well, Okay, well, there's, you know, I think it's something we should start discussing. See how you feel about it. Because it's very disheartening to see what's happening.
Nip it in the bud before it gets
exactly.
Lose control.
Could you pull the existing ordinances that we have that regulate parking and send sure. it to council members so that we can review what's on the books already?
Definitely.
If you're speaking with me, I absolutely can.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Counselor. Okay, I am going to open the floor for public comment on any item only at 7:41 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to come to the mic, so to speak?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to close it at 7:41. Do we need a closed session, Counselor?
We do have a resolution for a closed session, so we can move into that. Although I don't have much to know on there at this point, but we should maybe discuss in closed session.
Okay.
All right. So providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, enacted October 21st, 1975, permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings of portions thereof, wherein matters are to be discussed which are exempted from the requirements of the Act. And whereas the said Act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the said Act. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Borough Council as follows, that the next portion of this meeting be held in private session, that the general nature of the matter to be discussed relates to the matters, potential litigation, NERCO Road, right-of-way encroachment. That no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. Do I have a motion to adopt this resolution 2256?
You do.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Do you know what you have to do individual?
Okay, yes. I'm going to do roll call. Mr. Esipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremont?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to stop recording.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are at closed session at 7:53. You
want to
adjourn?
Well, let me just toss this out to Christina. In our borough code section, or chapter 22-15, off-street public parking areas, and it does go into saying that large parking areas consisting of parking spaces of 10 or more vehicles shall be subdivided into smaller modules of no more than 10 spaces in a row. So we do have a code about this, which we might want to modify one day.
I was going to say, we can amend it, can't we, Christina?
Yes, of course. You can amend the ordinance. And I also want to note that in addition to that, you also have an ordinance 7-11 that prohibits parking during certain hours on certain streets. And it's pretty enumerated as to which street you're talking about and what the limits are. So if you wanted to expand on that, or revise that and remove that and just make it a blanket prohibition, that would be able to be done as well.
You know what streets?
There's a bunch here. Clarksburg Road, North Rochdale Ave, North Valley Road, and then also South Rochdale Ave. But each limit, the limits are different per street. There's four separate ordinances that you adopted.
Yeah, this is more about street side parking as opposed to in your lawn and whatnot parking. 2215 has to do.
Right. But it might be, you know, just beneficial to deal with both of them together, because if you pass the one that doesn't allow them to park in their driveway or park on their property, then, you know, first thing that they're going to do is probably move those vehicles to the road. So if you're going to change the requirements for one, you might want to tackle them together.
Well, I was also wondering, I mean, can we limit the number or the type of vehicles?
So you could definitely limit the type of vehicles. As far as the number, like I said earlier, it's just a matter of the length of the driveways. I'm not very specific with your particular driveways in your town. So we would just have to make sure that, you know, it's a blanket prohibition or limitation, at least, would be the best way to go about it. And maybe not so something enumerated like you already have for the examples of the times and limitation.
Okay. All right, well, we'll give this some more thought.
Okay.
Our next meeting is, I have no idea, May 2nd. Mm-hmm. Motion to adjourn?
You got it.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, see you on May 2nd. Okay.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
What's
15:06? 7:56
p.m.
Good night.
Can you hear me?
Bye.
Can anybody hear me?
No.
Thank you.